Senate Transportation Committee will come to order as a subcommittee at this moment. Good morning, everyone. As we continue to make some precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For individuals who'd like to provide public comment via the teleconference service, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website on the link to today's hearing, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 844-291-6364. Access code 141-1140. I'll maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We're holding our committee hearing here in the O Street building in room 1200, and I'll ask members of the committee to come down so we can establish a quorum as soon as possible. We have 16 measures on today's agenda. Before we hear Bill's presentations, let's establish a quorum, which we do not have at this time. And the committee assistant, of course, will establish that at the appropriate time. So members, our agenda today contains 16 resolutions. All of the resolutions except item 3, ACR 177, by Assemblymember Bloom are on consent. We'll have two consent calendars. Consent calendar 1 is for highway naming resolutions. Consent calendar 2 is for the remaining consent items. All right, let's see who else we have here. Okay, are we almost there? All right. So what we'll do is we'll actually take Assemblymember Bloom. If you'd like to come up, we'll just go ahead and take your presentation, and as we establish a quorum, we'll go ahead and do that at that appropriate time. And you have file item 3, ACR 177.
Thank you and good morning, Madam Chair and Senators. I am pleased to present ACR 177, a resolution that will call on Caltrans to remove the Christopher Columbus designation on the I-10 freeway in Santa Monica. The resolution will address centuries of oppression and subjugation that were brought about by colonization upon indigenous people through incremental and substantive action to promote cultural sensitivity. California has been familial to Native American people for over 20,000 years and has historically been home to over 154 Native American groups. The state has taken steps to recognize indigenous people's history in the Americas and to acknowledge that colonization resulted in the land seizure, disease, subjugation, relocation, broken promises, and genocide. The state of California further recognizes that indigenous groups are a significant historical and continual part of the state and does not dismiss the multi-generational trauma caused by that history. Considering past transgressions against indigenous groups and in an effort to respect and preserve their cultural identity, the state of California calls for the removal of statues, signs, or monuments that memorialize any actor that took part in their subjugation. This resolution directs the Department of Transportation for the removal of the Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Freeway designation located on the I-10 freeway in Santa Monica in my district for his role in the colonization of the Americas and the subsequent oppression of indigenous groups who initially inhabited the continent. This resolution is another step to promote increased cultural sensitivity and empathy for indigenous people, especially for the approximately 160,000 Native Americans who reside in Los Angeles County. Here with me today to testify in support of the resolution is Joey Williams of the California Native Vote Project.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. Thank you so much for this opportunity to address you today and share why it's critical that the Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Highway designation be removed. My name is Joey Williams, as the member mentioned. I'm a member of the Kern Valley Indian community, the Nuwa people, Paiute and Shoshones, and also a Chicano. And testifying on behalf of the County and City of Los Angeles and the California Native Vote Project, I'm honored to serve as the Los Angeles City County Native American Indian Commission's lead appointee in the county's CARE First Community Investment Advisory Committee, which I'm the co-vice chair, also known as Measure J. which is overseeing reallocation and redistribution of funding to address the disproportionate impact of racial injustice through community investments such as youth development, job training, small business development, supportive housing services, and alternative to incarceration. Over 15 years ago, I began organizing as a youth pastor working to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline, which I myself was a product of. I committed my life to bringing people of color, indigenous, native, young people, and disenfranchised communities off the sidelines and to the fight for good jobs, quality education, and ending mass incarceration and police brutality, which Native Americans suffer the highest rates per capita. Today, our Native youth are fighting the erasure of our people, and Columbus is directly tied to that. We're working to teach truth in our local districts of Native people and the original sins of genocide and slavery. In 1976, this California same legislature designated a portion of the Interstate 10 in California as the Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Highway as a way to celebrate him or the county's bicentennial. Our community knew that this was not a man to venerate, and fast forward today, society at large does as well. I'm proud to reside in a city and county that removed Christopher Columbus Day as a holiday and replaced it with Indigenous Peoples Day. A city and county that removed a prominently featured Columbus statue. A city and county that acknowledges its role in creating safe and supportive environments for all residents and takes action to do so. Our elected officials in L.A. City and the County of Los Angeles have spoken and acknowledged the importance of removing this designation from a freeway that bisects our city and county and that many Native families, including myself and children, utilize on a daily basis. Leaving this designation in place is a visible indication Columbus and his legacy should not be honored. It is an indication that the devastation and inhumane practices he ushered in what is now known as the United States should not be celebrated. It's a blatant attack on the humanity and worthiness of Native and Indigenous peoples. Thank you so much for your time today, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to address you today and hopeful that this committee will support the removal of this designation.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. We appreciate your presentation and for being here. So now we'll move on to additional witnesses who'd like to testify in support of ACR 177. Please come forward.
Madam Chair, members, Martha Guerrero representing the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, and we greatly appreciate the opportunity for you to have the hearing today. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else who'd like to testify in room 1200, please come forward in support of ACR 177. Okay, see none. So we'll go to the teleconference line. Moderator, is there anyone in the line who would like to support ACR 177, please?
Thank you. If you're in support of ACR 177, you may press 1 and then 0. Again, that is 1 and then 0 if you're in support. And we will go to line number 9. Your line is open.
Chair and member Sylvia Solis Shaw on behalf of the City of Los Angeles in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we have no other support in queue at this time.
Thank you, moderator. So we'll move on to opposition. If anyone would like to come forward in opposition to ACR 177, please come forward here in room 1200, please. See none, so we'll take it back to the teleconference line. Moderator, do you have anyone else who'd like to queue up in opposition to ACR 177, please?
Thank you. If you're in opposition of ACR 177, you may press 1 and then 0. Again, that is 1 and then 0 if you're in opposition. And Madam Chair, we have no opposition in queue.
Okay, so we've concluded support and opposition. We'd like to take it back to members. And first, we'll actually establish a quorum if we can. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Senators Gonzalez?
Here.
Gonzalez here. Bates? Allen?
Here.
Allen here. Archuleta?
Here.
Archuleta here. Becker?
Here.
Becker here. Cortese? Daly?
Here.
Daly here. Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Lamone? McGuire? Melendez? Min? Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Rubio?
Present.
Rubio present. Skinner? Bykowski?
Here.
Bykowski here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk present.
Okay, we've established a quorum. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, I don't know if there's any other additional comments or questions by the senators. Okay, Senator Newman.
I do have a question. Good morning, Mr. Bloom. So you've noted sponsorship and support from Santa Monica and Los Angeles, but as the 10 goes all the way out through a number of other counties, it's also, it has the same designation all the way through California, and this resolution urges the removal of the whole designation, not just the portion in LA County. Is that correct?
That is correct. The only signage that existed at any point in time was in the city of within the jurisdiction of the city of Santa Monica. I should point out that that signage was vandalized and removed some time ago. So at the current time, there's no signage at all.
And to your knowledge, there's been no opposition by any of the other counties through which the 10 passes, correct?
That's correct.
And it's also not designated as the Christopher Columbus Highway once it gets into Arizona and eastward. Is that also correct?
As far as I know, it's not.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Any other questions or comments by members? Okay, thank you. Would you like to, Senator Allen?
I think there are a few things in the intent language I know that were brought up in a letter that I think go a little far, and I just would hope as this bill moves forward that we'll be able to look at some of it and maybe modify a little bit.
I'd be happy to engage in a conversation with you about what those things might be and
okay.
Whether that's possible.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. No other questions or comments. Assembly member, would you like to close?
Yes. Pardon me.
That's okay.
I was pondering Senator Allen's question. I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Passage of this resolution will help to heal the longstanding wounds relating to that stem from colonization that has led to violence and trauma for Indigenous people for centuries now. And I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much, Assembly Member. Do you have a motion?
Move the bill.
Okay, thank you, Senator Skinner. And Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
File item 3, ACR 177. The motion is be adopted, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senators Gonzalez?
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Bates? Allen? Allen, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Becker?
Aye.
Becker, aye. Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Dally? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Lamone?
Aye.
Lamone, aye. McGuire? Melendez? Min?
Aye.
Min, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk?
Twelve zero. We'll leave the bill on call, but the bill is out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, members. So we've got most everybody here. So now we'll move on to the consent calendars. We've got two of them, as we usually do. We've got all the resolutions, of course, except item 3 that we just took up, ACR 177, on consent. So the two consent calendars, consent calendar 1 is for highway naming resolutions. Committee assistant, can you please call the roll on consent calendar number 1, which are the following highway naming resolutions, which is file item 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
For consent calendar 1, the motion is be adopted, but first re-refer to the Committee on Appropriations with recommendation of consent calendar. Senators Gonzalez?
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Bates? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Becker?
Aye.
Becker, aye. Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Dally?
Aye.
Dally, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Lamone?
Aye.
Lamone, aye. McGuire? Melendez? Min?
Aye.
Min, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner? Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Okay, 13-0, and we'll leave that on call, the first consent calendar on call for a moment. Now, please call the roll on consent calendar number 2, which consists of items 14, 15, 16, please.
For consent calendar 2, the motion is be adopted with recommendation of consent calendar. Senators Gonzalez?
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Bates? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Becker?
Aye.
Becker, aye. Cortese? Cortese, aye. Daly? Daly, aye. Dodd? Dodd, aye. Lamone?
Aye.
Lamone, aye. McGuire? Melendez? Min?
Aye.
Min, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Okay, 14-0, we'll leave the bill on, or the consent calendar number 2 on call. So it looks like we've ended our meeting. Thank you, members, and we'll go ahead and lift the call on the resolution and the other two consent calendars as we wait for another member. Thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead and lift the call on the resolution ACR 177. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
File item 3, ACR 177. The motion is be adopted, but first be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. McGuire? Melendez?
Okay, 13-0. We'll leave that on call for Senator McGuire. Then we'll move on to consent calendar number 1, please.
Can I take a picture of that?
Consent calendar 1. The motion is be adopted, but first we refer to the Committee on Appropriations with recommendation of the consent calendar. Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. McGuire? Melendez?
Okay, 14-0. Thank you, Senator Bates. And then we'll move on to consent calendar number 2, please.
Consent calendar 2. The motion is be adopted with recommendation of the consent calendar. Senators Bates. Consent calendar 2. Consent calendar 2. Bates, aye. McGuire. Melendez.
Okay, 15-0. Thank you. Okay. Is he coming? Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and take a quick recess, and we'll be back for Senator McGuire to close out our roll. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and start at the top. We've got file item 3, ACR 177, by Assemblymember Bloom. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
For file item 3, the motion is be adopted, but first we refer to Committee on Appropriations. Senators McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Melendez?
14-0, the bill is out, or the resolution is adopted, my apologies. And then we've got consent calendar number 1. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Consent calendar 1, the motion is be adopted, but first we refer to the Committee on Appropriations with recommendation of the consent calendar. Senators McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Melendez? Skinner?
15-0, consent calendar number 1 adopted. We'll go on to consent calendar number 2. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Consent calendar 2, the motion is be adopted with recommendation of the consent calendar. Senators McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Melendez?
16-0, the consent calendar number 2 has been adopted as well. Thank you so much. That concludes our Senate Transportation Committee. Have a great day.